Well, good morning. We're coming to you today from the beautiful city of Ottawa. Just behind me is the War Museum, but perhaps you can see way in the background the Parliament buildings. We're just so excited. It's a beautiful day here in Ottawa, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the beautiful Jesus that we serve. You know, the Bible in the book of Acts, chapter 4, in verse 13, it says this: when they saw the courage of Peter and John, they realized they were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Now, that's a very interesting statement. And what we're going to do this morning is actually unpack that a little bit and give a little bit of context to that scripture and maybe even share a little bit of insight maybe that you didn't even think about. So here's Peter and John, whose courage was noticeable. And we'll unpack why their courage was noticeable and unpack a little bit more why they were so bold, because the scripture refers to the fact that they had been with Jesus. Well, what's curious and interesting to realize, they had been with Jesus 3 years earlier. And yet what happened just a few days earlier was simply astonishing as well. Many things that the apostles did after the resurrection of Christ was described as astonishing. But if we were to examine Peter and John even before the resurrection, we would also be astonished. So let's unpack this a little bit, and let's turn to the book of Matthew in chapter 26, and we see a little bit of the context where this scripture illuminates what was actually going on in these guys' lives. And so we pick it up where Jesus was being crucified. He was taken up to the cross, and the Bible describes this situation in verse 56 in the 26th chapter. It says this: but this has all taken place, Jesus speaking here, that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then check this out. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Now, think about this for a second. Jesus had been with the apostles, and the apostles had been with Jesus. And yet their interaction and their reaction in Acts 4 was significantly different than the reaction found in Matthew chapter 26. Here, they deserted and fled astonishingly, even they had been with Jesus, the Messiah. And yet, it was also described their reaction in a way that was astonishing. What was different? What was so different that one time they fled and another time people were astonished with their courage, with their boldness? Well, let's examine this a little bit. We continue in verse 57 in chapter 26. It says, those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The disciples were described as people who fled when some heat, when some challenges came on, when they were treating the Lord with disdain. The Bible describes Peter as someone who followed Jesus at a distance. And as I've often said, when we read the scriptures, we need to often ask, why is that there? What insight can we gather from what was going on? You know, it was noted that Peter followed Jesus at a distance. Right after that, it says in verse 69, "Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. 'You were also Jesus of Galilee,' she said. But he denied it before them all. 'I don't know what you're talking about,' he said." Interestingly, Jesus was being taken to the cross. One of his best friends, the later who was described as astonishingly bold, astonishingly courageous, at this moment was astonishingly disloyal, was astonishingly in denial of who the Christ is. Especially after Peter had witnessed so many miracles. When he saw the incredible teachings of Jesus, what happened? What happened that transformed this apostle from being a denier to a bold proclaimer? What happened? Because it could also be described as these men had been with Jesus for 3 years before that. And yet they reacted quite differently. Something to think about. I note that when Peter was described as someone who followed Jesus at a distance, it leads to a commitment that is questionable. In this case, it led to the point where he became a denier of the Lord of glory himself. I want you to think about that for a few moments. The Bible describes John as someone who also fled the scene. Jesus' friends, two of his closest allies in Peter and John, was described as people who fled the scene when Jesus needed them very well. As a matter of fact, so much so that these guys who were his followers fled him that it was a stranger, Rufus, a man from Cyrene, who actually helped to carry the cross of Jesus Christ. These men, astonishingly, deserted Jesus. What changed? What brought about a transformation that described them as people who were courageous and bold? I believe we have some insights into what happened, because it was these same guys 3 years before, like I said, they were with Jesus, yet their reaction was fleeing. Some of their reaction was denying. Some of their reaction was betraying. Some of their reaction was selling into earning some money. What was it? You know, we're going to examine here a few moments what transpired that brought about an incredible change in these men. Peter's description of fleeing Jesus could be described as one who ultimately denied him. And by the way, it was not just a moment of passion. It was not just a moment of instinct. He denied the Christ, not once, not twice, but 3 times. Even after people insisted that they had seen him with Jesus. Isn't that interesting? He was described Hey, I have seen you with this man. Luke chooses to describe Peter as being someone who was with Jesus, and yet this transformation took place, that where he was described as bold and courageous. Commonality was, before this time, when they denied the Christ, when they fled from him, they had also been with him. What transpired? Well, we see in Acts chapter 4 a little bit of insight as to what transpired that brought about an incredible change in these men and what they did. Peter describes his interaction. He describes what brought about his transformation in Acts chapter 4 in verse 5. This is what it says. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Does it sound familiar that that was the same description of the people who actually addressed and had issues with Jesus? So here are these same people who ultimately led to Jesus being crucified on the cross. These same people were now bringing these people who had been seen with Jesus into trial. They are now confronting these very same people who were fleeing from Jesus. And maybe they thought, hey, just as we ended it, Jesus' life, that they maybe could quell this apostles and what they were doing. Maybe they thought a little bit of threat. Maybe they thought their authority. Maybe they thought their disposition could bring about a sense of quieting these apostles. But look at what was described in this scenario. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas. Interesting, does that name sound familiar? John, Alexander, and others of the high priest family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, I love the description here, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, as one preacher said, if he was filled with the Spirit, there was nothing else in him. Rulers and elders of the people, if we're being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get this, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. And this man stands before you today healed. Peter, instead of denying when threatened, instead of denying when confronted, was transformed by the resurrection and the reality that the Christ was raised from the dead, and it absolutely transformed his disposition, it transformed his courage, it transformed his boldness. Continues in verse 12, it says this, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. It is in this context that these men saw the courage of Peter and John. It is in this context that these men described Peter and John as unschooled, ordinary men. That they were not trained in the rabbinical teachings as the other high priests were. And because these men, who once with Jesus ended up denying him, but because of the resurrection and the reality of the resurrection and the hope that the resurrection provides and the ultimate destiny that the resurrection provides, these men and their disposition was completely transformed to where they were described as men whose courage was simply seen. And these men were described as being remarkably bold. Now, here's one thing that I want us to notice. What was it that these men did or said that made them bold and courageous? I put before you, it's not how they said it. It's not that they ran into the middle of a challenge, a quest. The transformation that went from denier to proclaimer, to fleer, to herald, was the fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And they are now proclaiming that reality. They were not afraid to talk about who Jesus is and was. You know, if you're anything like me, depending on what the circumstances is, there are times that I am tempted to make Jesus more palatable. There are times I want to put Pat on the cross to make it a little bit more comfortable and palatable to the crowds, especially as us Canadians. We love not to be ruffled in our feathers, unless of course our senators are playing, or in some cases, even the Maple Leafs are playing. But the boldness of these men, the transformation from denier to proclaimer, was because of the message that they said. Who Jesus was, that he was the hope for the world. That their life was of such significant transformation that now Peter, when he was in self-protection mode, when he was following at a distance, was absolutely unafraid of proclaiming who the Christ was. Not only his association, but the real fact that through his death, burial, and resurrection is the only hope for eternity with God. Let's continue to see why they were described as bold and courageous. One of the points I wanted to make there, and hope it's clear, it's not how they said what they said, it's the message that was sent. That indeed, that Jesus is the hope of the world. It is not a political system. It is not an economic system. It is through Jesus and Jesus alone. I put before you this morning, I believe one of the greatest atrocities in this world is racism. But what's going to end racism is not some political or economic system. It's actually the transformation through Jesus Christ. Salvation of racism is only done through the blood of Jesus Christ and who he is. And that message can never be lost, nor should we ever be afraid to preach that message. Let's continue. But since they could see the man who had been healed, this is in verse 14, standing there, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and confer together. It's amazing. It's totally amazing that such change had occurred that it was undeniable. I am challenged in my heart. Since I had been with Jesus, are there changes in my life that is undeniable? Or am I a James Bond 007 secret agent Christian? That someone's got to delve and put me under the lights and scour. Or the evidence of being with Jesus so clear that it's undeniable. That these men were so transformed in their lives, it was undeniable. Is it any wonder that he went from denier to proclaimer? Let's continue. It says in verse 18, then they called them in again and commanded them not to teach at all in the name of Jesus. So they're turning up the heat. They gathered together, they pulled themselves aside and said, okay, let's talk about the situation. And what we have decided is that you should not teach at all about this Jesus. But Peter and John replied. They didn't flee. They didn't say, okay. They didn't cower. What they replied was this: which is right in God's eyes? To listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. We cannot help about what we have seen and heard. These men, after understanding the reality of the resurrection, could not help themselves. They were absolutely unbridled in their courage now and their boldness about the message that they're proclaiming, that indeed that Jesus is the hope of the world, and he proved that by the resurrection from the dead. That sin itself had no more sting. That death itself had died. That death could not keep Jesus in the grave. Indeed, that he rose from the dead. And because of this reality, their boldness was evident. Their courage could be seen. I ask a question of you today, and I ask a question of myself today. Has the cross and the resurrection transformed me undeniably? Is the boldness and the courage of what I say, not necessarily how I say it? Sometimes we use boldness as an excuse to be rude and badgering. That's not what these guys were doing here. Is that the sense you get? That's not what I get. I got a message from God that they could not help but to proclaim. And they asked the simple question, should we obey you or should we obey God? Do we truly believe? Do we truly believe that this resurrection truly is the hope of the world? Are we sharing this message boldly and courageously. Peter and John's disposition went from fleeing and denying to proclaiming courageously and boldly. These men had been with Jesus at the cross, and they fled him. A few weeks later, they were described as being with Jesus, as now bold and courageous. I am challenged in my heart. How has the crucifixion and the resurrection transformed me? It is so easy. It is so easy to Canadianize the gospel, to make it palatable. Yet the message that Jesus helps us to understand, that he is the hope of this world. He is the hope of it through racism, through inequality economically, through physical sickness in this pandemic. He is the hope of this world. And so as this phrase, they took note that these men had been with Jesus, described Peter and John. Are people taking note of you being with Jesus? Are people taking note of me being with Jesus? And so as we continue to study about Jesus' interaction, and this one is post-crucifixion, his interaction with people and how he transformed their lives and how we are called to become more like him, just like these men became more like their master. When confronted with the elders and the teachers, they did not cower. They boldly and courageously proclaim the message. May God bless us as we continue to be transformed. Not last week, just last week about the Easter celebration, but we continually, it's why we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection every single week, because it calls for continual transformation in our lives. Great to be with you this morning, Halifax. Great to be with you this morning, Ottawa. May God bless us as we embrace the resurrection.